Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt, and I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very, very fun job to have as we continue to break records. January was a record-breaking month. February was a record-breaking month. March and April were record-breaking months. And the month of May is already a record-breaking month, and we still have three-plus days to go. So congratulations, and thank you for all that you're doing. I know we got folks driving for new ranks. I know Ian Farrar is looking at that new crown rank, and he's sizing it up, and he may be able to get the crown here this month. I know the Power Team Green out in Paso Robles is looking at Red Diamond, and we got new groups emerging all over the place. And new groups are emerging based on product focus, based on opportunity focus, based on mission focus. We've got people cropping up all across the United States and Canada, plugging into what's going on with our 10-day transformation and beyond. And really, the epicenter of Purium right now is in Paso Robles, California. We want to support that team. And we've got an event here coming up on Saturday, June 1st. Dr. Mike, our naturopathic doctor, is going to be on the road, and he's going to be at the Association of Realtors building at 1101 Riverside Street in Paso Robles. Healthy happy hour starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, and a seminar at 10:15 to noon. So good stuff happening in Paso. Join the Agatas, the Brawleys, Gyla Adams, and the rest of the group out there. I'm sure it's going to be a well-attended and fun meeting. So if you know anybody in Central California, get them over to Paso Robles. And we've got a new group growing out in Oahu, Hawaii. Brandy Shinoto hit the diamond rank in her first week in the business, has her sights set on green diamond in her second week in the business, and big things are happening. And so Dave Sandoval is going to jump on an airplane, support that team. So if you know anybody in Hawaii, Dave's going to be out there next week, next Thursday. We're still waiting for an exact location, but it looks like it's going to be Thursday night, June 6th, out in Oahu. And, you know, everything that's going on with Purium is starts with our 10-day transformation. I mean, it starts with the results that we're getting, and that fast duplication is creating lots and lots of business. And it's so fun and interesting to see how people create this upward spiral where they have an amazing transformation. They feel what it's like to detoxify their body, to reset their metabolism, to break their addiction to processed food, to lose 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 pounds or more in a short period of time, and then they just can't help but sharing that story with other people. And so before we get into the training tonight, what I want to do is bring on the winner of Transformation Challenge number 12. Her name was announced last week, but she wasn't able to be on the call. So I would love to have Carrie McGrath be on the call and talk a little bit about her transformation before we talk about or announce the winner of Transformation Challenge number 13. So, Carrie, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Well, fantastic. Well, congratulations, and tell us a little bit about what happened during your transformation.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and I'm so excited that I was the winner. I went into this just hoping to lose those extra pounds that, you know, once I hit 40, just wouldn't come off. And I took the challenge, and it was, you know, a struggle at first, but I managed to conquer it. And each day when I would get on the scale and see the pounds dropping and see my body have a new shape, it just encouraged me to keep on going and to share my results with coworkers and friends and family. And it's just, it was exciting. So,
well, nice. Well, I know that you're a busy person. You know, you work, you've got kids. Tell us about how your energy was throughout the transformation and what that was like.
You know, I was really worried that I would be hungry and missing out on food, but I never really felt that I needed extra things. You know, I was satisfied with the power shake and the amino acid, and I did have a high energy and didn't miss food. So for me, it was a success, and that was, I think, the biggest surprise. Was I just was really afraid that I would have really bad cravings, and but I did it, so it was successful.
Nice. Well, congratulations. Your before and after pictures are amazing. And what I'd like you to do, if you could, is just stay on the line, if you could mute your phone, because I want to announce the winner of Transformation Challenge number 13 and then have Dave Sandoval get on the line and tell you a little bit about what you're in store for, you and one of your guests. So what I'd like to do is announce the winner of, thank you so much, Carrie, for being on the call. And so, you know, we've had winners from California and Florida and Kansas and Arkansas and Washington and Connecticut and all over the United States. And our winner tonight is actually not from the United States. She's from Alberta, Canada. She's from Grand Prairie, Canada. And her name is Lisa Larson. So congratulations for winning Transformation Challenge number 13. Lisa Larson, are you on the call?
Hi, yes, I am.
Hey, well, congratulations. Tell us a little bit about your 10-day transformation.
Well, my junk food cravings went away. It was really easy to stick with. It was filling. I felt full, like it wasn't as bad as I thought. I didn't feel really hungry. I just overall, like, it was easy to get up in the morning. I just felt more awake all day. It was great.
Nice. Now, how much weight did you lose?
21 pounds.
You lost 21 pounds in 10 days. Wow. So have you ever lost that much on a diet before?
Yes, a long time ago.
Okay. Have you ever lost 21 pounds in 10 days before?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad that you had that kind of success. And you said you were excited waking up every morning. What was it like to look in the mirror or look on the scale and see the number keep on getting going down and down?
Every day was great results, so I was looking forward to getting up every morning and jumping on the scale. That was good.
Nice. Well, good. Well, tell us, as far as your eating habits go and what your game plan is for keeping the weight off.
I started, I just had such great results. I felt so good, and I've been off of it, so I wanted to go back again, and actually today I started doing the 10-day weight loss program again. I felt so good, I wanted to do it again already.
Wow. Nice. Perfect. Well, we're seeing that happen. We're seeing people who do the challenge, they have a great result, they feel all this clean and green energy, and then the next thing they know, they'll get back to eating, you know, hopefully better and healthier, but they go back to eating food and they don't have the same energy, they don't feel as good, and they go back and do another challenge. So, you know, that's exciting. Well, I'll tell you one thing that you're going to be looking forward to getting up each and every morning is when you join David Sandoval at his Native Springs Oasis Retreat. So, Dave, why don't you tell Carrie and Lisa a little bit about the Native Springs and everyone on the line, you know, what the 10-day transformation winners get.
For sure, David. Could you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Well, congratulations to both of you. Again, you guys are really inspiring to so many others. I know that you've inspired yourselves, and you definitely have inspired David and I to continue to, you know, to push for the, Transformation Challenge to continue. And, you know, I want to tell you that we are having a group up this weekend, and, you know, essentially what they're going to get is going to be pretty much what you're going to get. We're going to pick them up from the airport. We're going to transport them up here to the Native Springs Oasis. On the drive up, you'll stop at an amazing rock structure called Red Rock Canyon that's just on the border of Los Angeles and Kern counties. And it's a, you know, great photo opportunity. Then you'll be just about 45 minutes from the oasis. When you get here, we're going to, you know, regale you with some amazing, delicious food. This weekend, Koya Webb will be leading morning yoga and daily exercise. We're going to visit the hot springs, go to the giant sequoias, maybe go on a little river rafting trip, have fun on our zip lines that we have here, do some nature walks and some hikes, a little bit of education, a little bit of relaxation, swinging in hammocks, taking far infrared saunas, maybe playing a little water volleyball, or throwing a frisbee, playing horseshoes or bocce, or maybe just take an afternoon nap. So whatever you want to do, You're going to have a great time, get a nice full body massage, and have access to the grounds here that are 160-acre nature preserve. Over 100 mineral springs come up out of the ground, thousands of trees, and, you know, over 30 varieties of birds, hummingbirds, butterflies, hawks, eagles, you name it. You know, everything that you could want or imagine from a high desert oasis. So really looking forward to having you here, spoiling you as a reward for having won this challenge.
Well, fantastic. Well, what a great description. And, you know, Dave lives the lifestyle, and he's opening up his home, his retreat to you. And so, Carrie, Lisa, get your imaginations working and get your phone book out or decide who you're going to invite, because it's an all-expenses-paid trip for two, you and a partner, and we'll even cover the airfare. And,
I suggest you bring your husbands. I mean, just from the guys. You know, I mean.
Well, there you go. That would work too.
Or
so,
leave them at home and bring your best friend. Either way,
there you go.
We want to see you here.
Well, so thanks so much for being on the call. Congratulations on your successful transformations. And for those of you who are new to the company, not fully aware of how the Transformation Challenge works, it's one of the things we do that's different than other companies. We give away a trip every 10 days. So these aren't 90-day challenges where every 3 months we give away something to somebody. And the other thing is that all you need to do is lose 5 pounds and 3 inches to qualify. So it's not just the person who loses the most weight, because there are lots of folks that are very happy losing 8 pounds, 10 pounds, 14 pounds, and it's just not fair and really cuts out a large percentage of the population if it's only somebody who loses 25 or 30 pounds that has an opportunity to win. So we want everyone to do their best to be a success in your own world, in your own body, and we promote that in a positive way. So this 10-day Transformation Challenge is going on through the end of August, and Transformation Challenge number 15 is just ending, and Transformation Challenge 16 is going to be starting. And, you know, congratulations to everybody who was a successful transformer. You will be receiving a 50% off gift certificate. So you have an opportunity to do the same retreat that that Carrie and Lisa are going to do. We don't pay for the airfare, but we do take 50% off of the price. So for well under $1,000, you have the opportunity to come out and experience what Dave just described. So it's another
benefit.
And if
you're in Southern California, we have 2 or 3 rooms left. You know, so don't be afraid to book last minute, and we'd love to have you up here. Going to have a great time.
Nice. Well, good point. So call Alicia. She's our concierge. She handles all the travel arrangements. So, yeah, if you're in Southern California, you can make a last-minute trip. You definitely don't want to miss out. So good stuff, and very, very excited for both of you. And it's a great segue into our conversation here tonight, which is about how to successfully engage new people. You know, we've got an unusual and very positive synchronicity that's going on, because this Friday is the last day of the week and the last day of the month. And so I thought it was really appropriate that we talk about how to enroll new people and get new people started, because I'm sure that these next few days are going to be harvest time. You know, if you're familiar
with... Well, David, you know what's funny?
Yes.
I like NBA basketball, I'm not going to lie. And it seems like the teams that know how to finish the end of a quarter, the first quarter, the second quarter, the third quarter, they're able to sense this urgency, like this is, even though it's just another 2 minutes, you know, even, you know, and there have been, you know, there are going to be 6 2-minute segments in that quarter. Those 2 minutes are key to creating momentum for the next quarter and for making sure that you finish that quarter strongly. And so I think that the people who know how to finish in life, period, are the ones who get ahead, the ones who don't relax, who know the critical time to act.
Well, I think that's a great point. I'm a basketball fan as well, and you said it really well, that momentum is contagious. It carries over. And so we have this, you know, unique situation here where the last few days of this week or the last few days of this month. And so there's the law of the farm, which is plant, water, harvest. You can't harvest stuff you don't plant. You can't harvest stuff you don't water. And plant, water, harvest really is similar to inviting people, following up with people with presentations, and then enrolling them. So if your harvest here at the end of the month is not as big as you'd like, chances are you didn't plant enough seeds in the beginning of the month, or you didn't plant enough seeds in the beginning of the week. And there's no question that the teams that are growing the fastest really break down that month into weeks and look at the opportunity to drive business week by week by week. And, you know, we have this Gold Rush promotion going on where if you enroll one gold pack during the week, you make $100. Your second and third gold packs, you make $150 each. And your fourth or more, then you earn $200 per gold pack. So as you move up, the more that you do, the more momentum you create, the more people you enroll, the more money you make per gold pack, which creates a natural momentum. We just introduced platinum packs. Same thing with the platinum packs, but supersized at an even bigger level. $175 for your platinum pack enrollment, $200 for your second and third. And then if you enroll four or more people in a week, each one of those platinum packs is $250. So we put a lot of money up front in our compensation plan to facilitate the idea of enrolling new people. And, you know, the people that understand that it's more than just the money that you make in the short term. It's more than just that gold or platinum pack enrollment. But it's really the database that you're tapping into. That every person you know knows hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. They have those people on their cell phone, in their email list, on their Facebook pages. So we live in this world of technology in which the idea of networking is becoming more popular, and the idea of having a database of people is becoming more common knowledge. And so when you enroll a new person, yes, it's exciting to have that nice hit of money that's paid out on a weekly basis, but more importantly, what's exciting is to enroll a new person and to help them to start their 10-day transformation, to have their personal experience on the products, and from that, to go like a pinwheel into our prospect, invitation, presentation, and roll process. So we use prospect, invitation, presentation, and roll, which is an acronym for PIPE, and we call it our sales pipeline. Some people call it a funnel. The new analogy that I like to use is a pinwheel. So if you can imagine that as you enroll a new person, if you can get them going like a pinwheel where they make their prospect list, they start handing out gift cards and inviting people, they bring people to presentations, whether it's conference calls or websites or healthy happy hours, and then they enroll new people, that pinwheel starts to spin faster and faster because every new person who enrolls with a gold pack gets 40 gift cards. Every new person who enrolls with a platinum pack gets 60 gift cards. So it gives them a very specific visual representation of what they should be doing to become successful. So whether you use the plant, water, harvest analogy, whether you use the prospect, invitation, presentation, and roll, bottom line is you want to introduce new people to the program and help them to get started. So what I'd like to do is talk about what could go wrong. You know, a lot of times on these conference calls, we talk about what could go right, and it all sounds so easy when Dave talks about it or I talk about it. You know, all you do is hand out gift cards and you have success. So let's talk for a moment about what if you're not enrolling enough people, what could be going wrong, and go back upstream in this pipeline process. And the first thing that I would imagine that's happening to you is that you're not talking to enough people. You're not planting enough seeds. And if it ever feels like you're harassing the same person, I guarantee you, you're not talking to enough folks. Now, if you feel like, oh my gosh, I don't have enough time, I'm scattered, I don't have enough time to follow up with everyone, then you're not walking people through a tour, through a pipeline, through a process that's organized enough. So that can be something that happens to some people, is that you get to the end of the month and you don't know who to talk to and what you said last and who to follow up with. And then sometimes you may end up where you get to the final part and you end up talking to folks and it feels like they have the same concern, the same objection. And chances are then that you're leaving out some parts of the tour that are absolutely essential, or you're not helping people understand all the value and benefit that we bring, or understand what it is that they're looking for so that you can successfully answer their question. So the idea of a pipeline, the idea of a funnel, the idea of a pinwheel, you know, you start out with these open-ended questions to help to understand what somebody's looking for. You offer them a gift card. You offer them the opportunity to experience the product. You offer them the opportunity to learn more about the program, and then you ask them to try it. And so the more enthusiastic you are, the more results that you've had on the products, the easier it is for them to be excited to learn more. You know, it would be very easy for, you know, somebody listening to Lisa who's lost 21 pounds to say, oh, my gosh, what did you do? And that may be her whole invitation, presentation, and enroll is, I lost 21 pounds in the last 10 days. It was so fun. I'm starting another one today. Would you like to try this? And so, you know, when people think about enrolling new folks, I think sometimes there's a sense that there's a lot of skills needed. And certainly there are some skills in enrolling new people, but I think that enthusiasm and organization and sharing information is important. And ultimately, at the end, you can always fall back on, it's a 10-day program, and you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can always fall back on, I've got a $50 gift card, and I'd love for you to try at least one product to get a sense of what it would be like to get off of processed food. You can always fall back on, you only need to enroll 3 people to be in profit, and you get 40 gift cards. You only need to enroll 3 people to be in profit, and you get 60 gift cards. You only need to be 5% successful. It really is a program that has low risk and such high upside. So I've got more to say about this, but Dave, you've been listening in. I know you're great at enrolling people and engaging people and getting people started. I'm going to talk a little bit about that for a moment as well. Was there anything, you know, that struck you as I was talking about the pinwheel and talking about the pipeline and using enthusiasm with the 10-day transformation?
Yeah, no, I think it's so much simpler than that in my mind. I mean, and that isn't a bad thing. It's just that I'm a simple guy. I see it as I used to be a stockbroker, and I really understand numbers, and I could do math in my head pretty fast. It used to just, and I, you know, David, you've been around me long enough to know that I understand numbers really well.
Sure.
And one thing I could guarantee you is compounding is a powerful thing. And when you talk about business and compounding, I mean, anybody could know that if you get somebody excited, and I'm going to talk, very few people hear me talk about the business side, so this might surprise some of you to hear me speak about it in this way. But how many network marketing companies could easily convince somebody to spend $250 for their first 10 days worth of products if you're not truly providing value? And you are, because you're going to knock $50 off of that with a gift card. Bam, value. You're going to compare it to the food that you otherwise would have bought. Bam, value. You're going to compare it to the cost of any other program on the planet. Bam, value, value, value. So even though they're spending $200, they're perceiving it, and it is a true value. I don't know another network marketing company that could say that. So let's set that to rest. Next thing, compounding. Within 10 days, probably in less than 10 days, I would say 8 days, people are going to start asking you, oh, my God, what are you doing? The hardest thing in network marketing is talking about the product you're taking with strangers or even with your friends. But when they open the conversation, it's easy. You know it is. Leverage. Boom. We've got value and we've got leverage. And finally, that leverage turns into momentum because of the power of compounding. Now, again, maybe in another network marketing company, you might get somebody to spend that $200 for 1 month worth of product that they're going to use themselves. That means you're going to have to wait 30 days before they feel or report results. Imagine the difference. How many 10-day turns are there in a year? How many 8-day turns are there in a year? Over 40. How many 35-day turns are there in a year? 12. Just think about the power of compounding, 40 versus 12, $200 in your first sale versus maybe 100 for the product that someone uses, and anyone could see that the value and the momentum are going to absolutely supersede any other value and momentum out there in the market today. And if you're going to undertake to be a network marketer, if you're going to undertake to have a home-based business, if you're going to undertake to earn the extra income that so many of us need, I challenge you anywhere to find a better way to do it, and much less for the investment that it will take. And
well,
so from the business side, from the business side, I just don't see greater leverage in America today.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Dave, with the idea that to get somebody to take action, you need to increase the perceived value and lower the perceived risk. To increase the perceived value and lower the perceived risk. And everything you were talking about really focused on how much value we have in our products and how much value we have in our program. And if you start to look at the gold pack and you look at the platinum pack and how much value we set people up with, you know, this is like a 10x value, meaning that the amount that you pay compared to the amount that you get, the amount that you get is like 10 times what you pay. And so no other network marketing company has that value proposition. And as far as risk goes, with our 60-day money-back guarantee on a 10-day product, with our Enroll 3 and Yours is in Profit, you know, there's not much more we can do to lower the bar on the risk to make it any easier. So you're right, Dave. It's all about value. It's all about leverage. And our program, top to bottom, start to finish, makes it easy. Now, the last thing I want to say is this.
Get momentum. Those two things lead to the momentum, David. You know, that 10-day turn, that 8 to 10-day turn, means that you're going to have more people excited and remembering that they're excited, you know, at the same time. You know, and that makes a huge difference in creating excitement, and that excitement attracts attention.
And so here's the thing, is that if you aren't good enough at communicating this today, then get with somebody who is, and do some three-way phone calls, do some face-to-face meetings so that you can, number one, enroll some of the prospects that you've got in your pipeline and start those pinwheels spinning, and also learn from them and listen in as to how they promote the program. Dave and I do it every Thursday night, so if you want to hear us, you know, do the presentation, including the last bit of the close there, you'll learn some things as far as what we say and what we don't say. But, you know, the one thing that you definitely can do is when you do enroll somebody, make sure you capitalize on that leverage and get that pinwheel spinning fast, which is to use the Fast Start training. Listen to the Fast Start training audios, have them print out the Fast Start training guide, have them make their list of prospects, so that way when they do their 10-day transformation, when they start to have the success, they're already ready to do business. So it's not a linear process that you can overlap what they're doing. And so even if you're not the enroller, find an enroller to work with, but you definitely can point somebody to that Fast Start training, inspire them by your results, and hold them accountable to making sure that they get their business into profit quickly. Because, you know, if you can get somebody to have a 10-day result on the products, they're never going to leave you. If you can have somebody have a 30-day result on the business where they go from being a prospect to being in profit, they're never going to leave you. And so it's all about speed. It's all about value. It's all about duplication and leverage. And, Dave, I appreciate you putting this program together so that it's so easy for all of us to promote it. So thanks so much for your insights and, you know, putting so much value in these gold and platinum packs. So if you're listening here tonight, tomorrow night we've got a Meet the Owners call. It's 1 hour earlier. Same number, but 1 hour earlier. And then Thursday night, Dave and I do our business opportunity presentation. We're going to talk a little bit about the pollution, the solution, and the distribution. And this opportunity call continues to get more and more fun. So thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations to Carrie and Lisa, winners of Transformation Challenge number 12 and 13. And I can tell you this, if you haven't done the transformation yourself, you absolutely positively have to do it for your own health as well as your business health. So thanks so much for joining us, and we will catch you tomorrow night. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank
Bye, everybody.
You, David, and I look forward to Thursday's call because, you know, Thursday's the day before the end of the month, and we're going to know a lot of rank advancements, a lot of first-time achievements, and I'm looking forward to hearing, you know, just who has done what on Thursday. It's going to be a great call.
Nice. Good stuff.
Good night, everybody.